This Front End Feud pre-party episode is for Changelog Plus Plus ears only, but I pulled out a few minutes of awesome clips that we wanted to share with everyone. Here's the story. We were all set to record Front End Feud last Friday, but at the 11th hour, Yuna had a home construction project that required her immediate attention, so we rescheduled for a few days later. But the rest of us had already cleared an hour on our schedules and gathered to record, including compressed co-host Amy Dutton, who unfortunately couldn't make it for the reschedule. So Adam Argyle suggested we record something. I hit the record button and we chatted about CSS as a programming language, living in Apple's walled garden, how nobody is on the same social media sites anymore, how to choose tech, and the community's sentiment shift against GraphQL, and a whole bunch more. The full episode is 50 minutes. Here's a taste.
If I wanted to bug JavaScripters like they bug me about CSS not being a programming language, I'd be like, unless you're writing ones and zeros, you ain't a programmer. You're just writing a high-level abstracted language too. Why is yours different than mine? You know, like all of these get turned into machine code. Unless you're writing the machine code, you ain't a programmer. Get out of here.
I always appreciate it when like JavaScripters, well, like front enders specifically, will be like, then I drop into Node.js because I want to get closer to the metal. And I'm always like, really? How? Like, you know how far away from the metal you are right
not
now?
Not that close. Yeah. There's no metal.
There's no metal. Here's a question for you, Adam. How many of the new CSS features are passive aggressive responses to this whole CSS is not a programming language thing? They're like, oh, we'll show you.
Well, did you see the person that was making database queries and showing the results all from CSS? I'll take your silence as a no.
What? How did they get that to happen?
So I have a random question for you, Adam.
Yes.
How do you feel about like browsers that are Chrome but not Chrome? I'm thinking like Arc.
Like built on top of Chrome?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, Arc is my personal at-home machine. I do this gesture with my head. Sorry, everyone, I did this weird thing. I'm in my home, and I'm like, my room's over there. Yeah, Arc is over there.
I thought maybe you had a web browser laying over there on the floor.
I really like Arc. I like the concept of it. With Apple, one of the things that was frustrating is, yes, the very nice experience the majority of the time, but at the times where something was going wrong, you're completely helpless.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy, is that the opposite feeling where you're like, I cannot do anything. I have to go to the store in person, wait with everyone else. And okay. I'm just a helpless little man. You know, right. Like, I can't fix it. You know, help me, please. Your protected environments, your walled garden, there's some poo on the ground and I don't have any gloves, you know, like, and I don't know. So that's the trade-off.
Yeah, it is. It's all trade-offs. Yeah. With Safari in particular, it's not my only browser. It's just my default browser, you know? So like, I will just go use a different browser and I don't use it for dev because I love the dev tools and Chrome-based browsers. I use Brave myself just for dev. I use Brave for dev and Safari for daily driving. And then when something doesn't work in Safari, I just pop it open in Brave. I've got Firefox installed. I have Arc installed. I got them all. I just prefer the warm embrace of Apple. And when there's poo inside my warm embrace, I guess I just embrace it.
Just embrace it.
What else are you going to do? Like you said, you got no moves. There's nothing else to do.
When life gives you lemons,
you squeeze them.
Yeah, you just embrace that pooey lemon. You know? Yep.
Yeah, I stuck with the Twitter train after all the other social networks popped up. I feel like it actually shook up Twitter a little bit where like, I feel like Twitter is a little bit better now because some folks left to different places and then like things aligned a little bit. Is anybody else besides Adam trying out like Blue Sky or Mastodon or any of the new networks?
So let me give a practical example since we were talking about Redwood. We've tied ourselves to GraphQL. And at one point it was like, this is a fantastic decision. And I still think that it's a good decision, but tech Twitter will tell you it's terrible. We hate GraphQL. Get away from it. Go away. But you go look at enterprise and all the money and all the people that are using GraphQL are all enterprise people. So there's still some good decision there. But like, who decides this is a good decision or a bad decision? What point does GraphQL become a benefit or tech debt? You know, a lot of it depends on your use case. But like, who made the decision GraphQL is good or bad?
Well, Tom did, didn't he?
Well, in the case of Redwood,
the answer is actually really simple.
But like, from a community standpoint, I couldn't tell.
Was that rhetorical or okay? This is a Changelog Plus Plus exclusive. So if you want to hear the entire conversation, sign up today at changelog.com/plus. That is our membership program that lets you directly support our work with your hard-earned cash or your employer's personal development funds, if that's a thing. And in return, we hook you up with an ad-free feed, send you a sweet sticker pack, extend many of our episodes with bonuses, and for the first time ever, ship exclusive episodes like this one for Changelog Plus Plus ears only. Once again, that's changelog.com/plus. There's a link in the show notes for you.
It's better.